Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply soul food. Soul food. We're all familiar with those mouth-watering, taste bud-tempting dishes that make us drive clear across town. We call those dishes soul food. You know, the buttery biscuits and the chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, brown gravy, the meatloaf. The list goes on and on. Things that you don't find in normal places, you find in soul food restaurants. The buildings are not fancy. The service is not always excellent. But we go there because the food is unmatched. Well, even though they call it soul food, my friends, it's really just physical food. The real food for our souls is found in the relationship we have with Jesus Christ. Remember, the Bible tells us in James 1 and 21 that we should receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. Then in Psalms 35 and 9, the Bible says, "And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation." So yes, my friends and neighbors, the true soul food is found in Christ. It's found in our relationship with him. And I want to give us four characteristics of that to discuss today, my friends, in our soul acronym. The four key elements that make our relationship with Christ so unique. That S in our soul acronym reminds us that God offers us substance. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, this Christian life is not just about singing songs and jumping up and down. That's good, but there's also some substance to what we offer. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 and 4 that our preaching is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. We know, my friends and neighbors, that we've got the power of prayer, the power of faith, the power of wisdom, that we can have Bible study and witness to lost souls and serve the kingdom. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is substance to our relationship with Christ. It means something to be able to get up in the morning and pray and study the Word of God. It means something to get your day off to the right start by having the powerful substance of the Word of God. If you don't think the Word of God is substantive, I challenge you to take a look at Proverbs 16 and 24. That reads, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God has substance that can save our souls. That O in our soul acronym reminds us of the importance of originality. You know, we drive way across town to find soul food because they have things that we can't get anywhere else. That's where we can purchase the hot water cornbread and the oxtails and the neck bones. Those things are original and unique just to the soul food restaurant. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, God is original. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel 2 and 2, there is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. There is no rock like our God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God feeds our soul because of his originality. We discover in 1 Chronicles 17 and 20, O Lord, there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we've heard with our ears. Yes, my friends and neighbors, think about everybody you've ever met. Every situation you've ever been in, has it ever been a person that you can call on that had the matchless power like God? Of course not. My friends, people all over the world are accepting Christ on a daily basis. These are people who used to worship other gods but discovered that those gods were just made by men. But this God is the one that made men. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can celebrate because our souls can rejoice because of the originality of God. He's unique in his nature. He loves us irrespective of rights, meaning that he loves us just because he loves us. My friends and neighbors, isn't that great to know that my soul rejoices in the originality of my Savior, that you in our soul acronym reminds us that this relationship is unaffected. You see, unaffected simply means it's not bound by political correctness. Our God is unaffected. No matter how much the world changes, the Bible says from Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and in Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know what I like about soul food restaurants? Is in the days that we're in right now of calorie counting and watching cholesterol and looking at how much salt is in this, how much sugar is in that, the soul food restaurant hasn't changed, has it? They're still going to dump your plate full with collard greens, peach cobbler, all the things that you can imagine that the calorie counters will say stay away from, but the soul food people say this is who we are and this is what we do. Remember, the Bible tells us in Matthew 28:20 that we should teach them to observe all things whatsoever Jesus commanded us, then he made us a promise. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. He's with us no matter what we go through. He's with us no matter who turns their back on us. He's with us no matter what happens in our lives. God is with us. He's unaffected by the situations in the world. That does not make him leave you. Just like the soul food restaurant's going to continue to put too much butter and too much salt and too much sugar in everything they prepare, God is always going to be the same God that we know him as today. He'll be that God tomorrow. Last but not least, my friends, the L reminds us that this relationship is labor intensive. You see, the beautiful thing you think about those soul food restaurants, you can imagine that cook in the kitchen sweating profusely as he fries that deep fried chicken and catfish. He's still working hard to make the hot water cornbread, and he's working hard to get the rolls out of the oven, and he's working to do all these different things. And it's a labor intensive work. You know, someone put their heart and soul in the food, which is why we call it soul food. But think about the labor of our God. We discover in Psalms 121:4 that he never slumbers or sleeps. We discover in Matthew 11:28 that we can come to him and he'll give us rest. We discover in 1 Corinthians 6:20 that we were bought with a price, that God paid the sacrifice for us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, from dying on the cross and raising again on the third day, my Father in heaven is now got his spirit on the inside of you and me. It's a labor intensive work, my friends. That's why we preach the word in season and out of season. That's why we rejoice in the Lord always. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God put in the work so that he could create the masterpieces that are you and me. Listen, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.